I'm Claire Buchanan. Illinois public schools could be required to update sex education under a bill that's advanced out of committee in the State House. Advocates say children and young people should not be left to figure out personal health and safety on their own. Julia Strelo with the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center says without education from schools, students find out about sex through exposure to inappropriate material on the internet.
Young children are ready to learn about their bodies and how to keep themselves safe, and it's an adult's job to guide them in an age-appropriate manner. It's not the internet's job.
The curriculum under the bill would vary depending on grade level. Education for students in kindergarten through second grade, for example, would focus on personal safety. The vote on passing the bill was along party lines, but upcoming amendments mean it will return to committee at a later date. In other news, Illinois is now making information on state vaccine doses public. Yvonne Booz has more.
The latest numbers from Illinois show more than 1,600 confirmed and probable cases, plus 17 additional deaths. Illinoisans continue to get vaccinated statewide. The Illinois Department of Public Health is now posting the weekly number of COVID-19 vaccine doses. Weekly allocations are broken out into the number of doses allotted for long-term care facilities, second doses, and local health departments, among other categories. The city of Chicago receives its own allocation of vaccine and therefore is not included on the state's website. These numbers include doses allocated to the state and do not include vaccine that is part of the federal supply, which is directly distributed by the federal government. I'm Yvonne Booz.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says he will be announcing new reopening plans soon. Illinois is currently in phase 4, but it's a big jump to phase 5 when everything goes back to normal. That's why the governor is expected to release a more incremental phase-in. He says they're considering several factors. And Pritzker adds more than 28% of Illinoisans 16 and older have been vaccinated, including over 58% of seniors. The Illinois spring trout fishing season will open Saturday, April 3rd, at dozens of ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state. An early catch-and-release opportunity at select trout sites will open March 20th. All anglers must have a fishing license and stamp. I'm Claire Buchanan.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A temporary vaccination site will be held at Heartland Regional Medical Center in Marion on Monday, March 22nd, from 9 a.m. through 7 p.m., Up to 300 doses will be distributed. Appointments are required. To sign up, go to the IDPH website at covidvaccination.dph.illinois.gov and use the code SPARCHRMC0322 or call the IDPH vaccine hotline at 833-621-1284. English and Spanish-speaking operators will be available to assist. Illinois is currently vaccinating residents in groups 1A, 1B, and 1B+. For more information on eligibility, again, visit the IDPH website. A state legislator from the Quad Cities is trying again to get rid of the state law he says is outdated and redundant. For the third time, Republican Senator Neil Anderson has introduced a bill to repeal the Firearm Owners Identification Act and eliminate the need for a FOID card to buy guns and ammunition. He thinks modern technology makes it unnecessary.
In Illinois, to purchase a firearm, you have to present your FOID card that you went through the federal instant background check to get, and then after you show them your FOID card, you have to go through the federal instant background check.
Anderson is also unhappy the state police do not have enough money to hire people to process FOID card applications and renewals. The average wait for a new application is 3 months, but he hears from constituents who've been waiting a year or longer. I'm Leah Lerner.